T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
All right, before we get to Jimmy, 92.3 The Fan is looking for a winner. Be the ninth caller right now at 216-474-0092 to win a pair of tickets to see Foo Fighters with Queens of the Stone Age August 10th at Huntington Bank Field. Tickets are on sale today, right now, at Ticketmaster.com. It's all from Live Nation and 92.3 The Fan. Caller number 9.
All right, whether it's the Browns, the Buckeyes, the Guardians, the Cavs, this man has the pulse of the town, and I love reading his stuff. From Cleveland.com, he is Jimmy Watkins, and of course, he is on the Fan Hotline. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. It must have been caller number 8.
You were.
Congrats. On the tickets.
Oh, caller 7. Sorry,
yeah,
dude.
Now
caller
your punishment
7.
Is you got to talk with us for the next 20 minutes.
So close. Wasn't he close? Isn't that the worst feeling? You try to win tickets, and you're like, they're taking caller number 8. Oh, I'm caller number 7.
I never won any of them.
I was caller number whatever it wasn't. I was great at that. Jimmy, how are you doing, man? What's going on?
Doing great, guys. I'm actually coming to you live from Toronto. I'm going to game 6 of the World Series tonight.
Oh,
so that's feeling great.
Back to back.
My bye week.
Yeah, well, that's the way to do your bye. So what's the focus there? Are you front office or all the former Guardians? What's your game plan while you're there?
My focus is I was born in Santa Monica, California, and I want to see the home team get a W.
Fair enough.
It's as good of a reason as any. Enjoy Toronto. That's outstanding.
I think Santa Monica is a suburb of Toronto. It's right next to Mississauga, I'm pretty sure, unless I'm crazy.
My Canadian geography, as my host will tell you, not up to par.
You'll be okay. Go to St. Catharines. You'll be fine.
All right, so let's start with the Browns side of things. You put a piece out on Cleveland.com basically saying how, and I'm summarizing, that it's not ideal that Andrew Berry is not speaking to the media this week. We feel somewhat the same way, but the only pushback that I would have is, okay, so if he did speak, what good would come of it, Jimmy?
That's a fair question, and I want to frame these discussions as Andrew Berry doesn't owe the media anything, right? Like, this is not me pounding the table for I need to get my reporter in your face. That's not what it's about. These press conferences are reporters' opportunities to serve as conduits to the fan base, right? This is Andrew Berry's opportunity to face some music for the roster management, the roster mismanagement that we've seen in the last 2 years. Basically, you help make this mess. Why not help explain it a little bit, right? And you're right to say, what will come of it? Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have for 5+ years now been putting on a masterclass into how to not answer a question, but at least they get heard. At least the concerns get heard. At least fans get to see their weekly Sunday frustrations addressed in a public forum. And there's an air of accountability to that is missing when you don't have that.
What would you ask him right now? I mean, I want to go back to the Flacco trade. Like, we have no answers on that other than, we got a draft pick for it. If he came out and said, you know what, we knew Joe wasn't going to start for the, I don't know, this would be complete honesty. So, but if we knew Joe wasn't going to start for the rest of the year, we know where he is in his career, and we wanted to give him the opportunity to start, even if it was for limited games, I'd be like, at least that's an answer. And like, maybe they did him right. What else would you ask him?
It's the quarterback management in totality, right? It's the Flacco trade. It's bringing in Flacco and Kenny Pickett, having the four-way quarterback competition. Now, I know Kenny Pickett wasn't taking up a ton of reps in camp because he hurt his hamstring. But you had a plan for four quarterbacks. Two of them are gone, presumably mostly because you got draft picks for guys that you weren't going to use in the near or long-term future. That's great. But mostly because if you're trading those guys, that signals to me some level of confidence that Dylan Gabriel and or Shedeur Sanders are ready to do more than hold a clipboard, right? And we've seen with Dylan Gabriel so far, obviously there are other questions to ask Andrew Berry about the construction of the wide receiver room, which is the worst in the NFL by my estimation. And why didn't you spend at least one draft pick on the offensive line room when most of it is over 30 and most of it doesn't have guaranteed money or a contract on the books past this season? Those are separate questions. But Dylan Gabriel, you by trading Kenny Pickett in the first place, you're signaling confidence that Dylan Gabriel, if need be, can start football games for you in the event that Joe Flacco gets hurt or plays poorly enough over the first 4 weeks, which is what happened, where you feel like you need to make a change. We haven't seen that bear up. And then Shedeur Sanders, when you trade Joe Flacco, you're signaling sort of the same thing. Like, okay, we think Dylan's ready to maybe put a spark in the offense. And if something happens to Dylan, your backup's only one step away. We think Shedeur can, you know, be our break glass in case of emergency guy. For 4 weeks now, the offense has been listless. I don't know, maybe that's a little harsh criticism of the Minnesota game. 3 weeks at least, the offense has been listless. The pass game has been below pro level. And they're not even really thinking about it. Kevin Stansky says before the bye, yeah, Dylan will be the starter after the bye. I just don't see how you could say that with such confidence. And I don't know how you can trade these two veteran starting quarterbacks with such confidence when clearly the rookies don't seem to be ready. Like, doesn't it feel like now would be the time to insert a Kenny Pickett or a Joe Flacco-type presence into the offense? Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I've screamed since March that the goal of this season is to figure out if the quarterback of the future is either on this roster or in the draft, and it was to coincide with the second plan, which was have a plan and follow the plan. And you're 100% right, because it felt like they had a plan, and then the plan got flushed. And I don't know at what point the plan got flushed.
Sorry, that's the other thing, though. Like, that's the other purpose of an addressing of the media, right? Outline the plan for us. Maybe there's something we're missing here. You know, he's the guy that holds all the cards. This is, like, we asked Kevin Stefanski about something that's a little bit too big picture. He'll say, well, yeah, I'll let Andrew Berry speak on that. He's not speaking. So when they've done this for years. Kevin and Andrew have both done this for years, where they've played coy with the microphone. They've kept every injury report close to the chest like a trade secret. And when you're winning, fine. Maybe, you know, whatever minuscule advantage you derive from keeping injuries secret and trying to keep your game plan answers about your game plan as vanilla as possible. Maybe, I doubt it, but maybe there's some small advantage in there that you can exploit. And if you're winning, fine. When you're losing and you don't answer the questions, it looks like you don't have the answers.
Do you think Berry and Stefanski are around for the draft at the end of the season? Do you think they're safe?
They're certainly operating like a pair of leaders who are, right? Here's what I think about that. I think their actions are telling us they feel like they have a gap year here. But the Haslams are going to tell us over the next 2 months who is at fault for the Deshaun Watson trade. And by that I mean, if this season continues as ugly as it looks like it's going to be, and I have no reason to believe that it's going to change meaningfully anytime soon, and the coach and the GM stay, that to me is an admission from ownership that they meddled a little bit, at least a little bit, in the Watson trade. Now they kind of they took accountability for it a little bit. Jimmy said it at the owners' meetings. But actions speak louder than words, right? If you keep the coach and the GM around, you're admitting, which, by the way, this is, you're admitting to the fact that the Deshaun Watson trade is the cause of most of your problems. I think that's true. And that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski were not the main causes of the Deshaun Watson trade. Anything other than that, I think you're seeing something where Andrew had some say in it, Kevin had some say in it. This wasn't just ownership forcing a quarterback onto them, because if that was a group decision and it failed, then you can't just put it on the owner. Everyone has to wear that in conjunction with what we're seeing this year and last year. It's just not good enough.
Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com. You could also hear him on the Wine and Gold Talk podcast as well through Cleveland.com, joining us on the hotline. I'll throw you the hypothetical that Charles Robinson tossed out. Myles Garrett to Philadelphia for 3 first-round picks. Would you do it?
No, I don't think. I think Philly's, you have to weigh what Philly's first-round picks look like, right? I wrote about this when the Packers came to town. Look at, like, the Micah Parsons deal. Now, the Cowboys' offense is much, much, much better than the Browns. But are the Cowboys going to get their money's worth for Micah Parsons? Obviously, they only got 2 firsts for him. But the Packers look like they're going to be really good for a long time. So those first-round picks are going to be later first-round picks, and they don't count the same. 3 firsts sounds tasty in a vacuum, but it's a little bit different when you know Philly is going to be picking 25th or later every season. And the other thing about the Miles deal is just that the dead cap hit that would come with it, it cripples your roster building even further. Even though we know the Browns are going to be a very young team for the next couple of years and likely won't be a free agent destination, frankly, for a little bit here, I just don't think you can hamstring your roster flexibility like that. And but there's still the value of guys. Fans want to watch their favorite player play every week. That, like, to be, particularly if we're talking about this trade deadline, I know we've been saying this since the offseason, it's a tired talking point, but I really think it's true. To be the organization that traded for Deshaun Watson and traded away Myles Garrett, I just don't know that you survived that.
All right. What are we looking for then for the rest of the season? Because I'm like trying to figure out everything we're doing here. And you get towards a trade deadline on Tuesday. Are you expecting them to make moves on Tuesday? And like you said, you will find out some of the faults of the Deshaun Watson trade, but it's like, are you making moves on Tuesday outside even Miles?
In your voice is,
yes,
is so perfect. I think that encapsulates the way a lot of people feel. I think anything that isn't tied down, like at this point, we know where the season is going. I think anything that isn't tied down can go for the right price. That's how I would be looking at it. I think that's when you're looking at the Browns trade deadline menu, I think you're looking at guys who don't have contracts beyond this year that could be of use to other teams. Those are guys like, I mean, just pick an offensive lineman like Wyatt Teller and Jack Conklin and Joel Bitonio. I'm sure Joel Bitonio seems unlikely, but those kinds of players, David Njoku, Jerome Ford, if anyone else can find use for Jerome Ford, Alex Wright, those kinds of players on the last year of their contracts who are playing well, in Njoku's case, have young players playing behind them, same with Ford, that you want to get longer looks at. I think that's anything that you can – any piece that you can get for the future for guys that are not going to be around for the future, that just makes logical sense to me.
Jimmy Watkins joining us. Cleveland.com is where you can read him. You can also hear him on the Wine and Gold Talk podcast, and we're going to head to the Cavs for a little bit here. Jimmy as well. Are you worried about the rebounding woes of the Cavaliers to this point in the young season?
As worried as I've ever been. They've never been that good of a rebounding team. I know last year they were, I think by total rebounds, they were a top 10 rebounding team. Defensive rebounding, they were bottom half of the league again. They don't, like Evan Mobley and Jared Allen and DeAndre Hunter as a front line. Oh, DeAndre Hunter, we need more time. He's actually having a career rebounding year to start the season. But Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, we've got a pretty large sample size at this point that says that is not an elite rebounding tandem. Now, there's some noise in those numbers because they both guard on the perimeter. And they both contest a lot of the shots at the rim, which when you're, you know, bodied up against a guy who's throwing their shoulder into you, makes it a little harder to get the rebound. But in theory, that's why there's 2 of them, right? So I don't know if it's as much of a – it's not my biggest concern, but I know that's a huge talking point after a Celtics game where, you know, guys that like Josh Minot and Kata are out rebounding Allen and Mobley, you know, guys who are trying to make a name for themselves against a couple of all stars, that has people scratching their heads. I will say this, just as a, I think the main thing that people take away from Jared Allen's inconsistent motor is that you get paid $30 million a year and you should just find the energy when it's your job to have energy. But, like, we all know, I think we all understand, play basketball, like, big men are, as much as people want to say that Jared Allen is like a barometer, the Cavs go as he goes, I think he goes as the Cavs go, right? And I think big men need the ball to get energy. Like, the Detroit Pistons back in the day, always the early 2000s Pistons would give Ben Wallace touches early in the game, knowing those possessions were likely doomed, but also knowing that their four-time defensive player of the year needs a carrot to chase, needs something to incentivize him to play like a maniac. And I think there's some of that with Jared Allen sometimes too.
I don't want to run out of time here too, because I love the fact that you, when you hop in on the Ohio State stuff, and one of your stories out there right now is, why did Penn State fire James Franklin? He couldn't walk in Ryan Day's shoes. And so, you know, it's interesting to start to hear some of the things that are unraveling from last year, especially about Ryan Day and right after the Michigan game, where he and his wife seriously contemplated saying, is this worth it, what we're doing? What kind of pressure do you think Day has now down the stretch this year as they head towards the Michigan game, and then thinking about what happened to James Franklin in the middle of the year? Like, we were talking about, we were talking about this yesterday, as a matter of fact. Like, man, where does Ryan Day stand if they can't beat Michigan this year?
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself, or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most: running it. Ring Business. Business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Fascinating question. I'm a proponent of the Brian Windhorst philosophy that winning a championship means you never have to say you're sorry, and it should earn you a little grace, even from your biggest flaws, right? Again, Ohio State will be a multi-touchdown favorite against Michigan this year. If they lose, it will be very disappointing. and there will be kind of fair questions. Like, frankly, I think the way on one hand, I think the way they're managing Julian Sain by not putting too much on his plate is smart development, freshman quarterback. On the other hand, I think conservative play calling has been one of the fatal flaws of this four game Michigan losing streak. And I think you like to reach whatever gear, or reach whatever fifth gear you're going to need to win a national championship. I think you need to show us fifth gear before you get there. Mm. Right. So those are two conflicting ideas, I think. But I think Brian's earned some leeway here. I think they're going to win. And that'll help. The next big frontier of that rivalry is what Michigan's got going on with this freshman quarterback, Bryce Underwood. I mean, Michigan has just, for the first time since like Donovan Peoples-Jones, landed top 100 receiver recruits in back-to-back seasons. They have something brewing there on the recruiting trail. I don't know if it's this year, but I think in the years to come, there will come a point where the Michigan problem and the national championship picture collide. And that's where I think Ryan Day can be in trouble. But for now, the guy just won a national championship, and his team this year looks better than last year. So
yeah, they do.
I'm not turning up the heat on that.
We'll wait till Michigan week. We'll wait till Thanksgiving before that heat starts getting dirt up again. Hey, Jimmy, have a great trip to Toronto. Have some poutine while you're there. Not exactly a California delicacy, but they love it in Toronto.
So. Enjoy the game up there. Have a blast.
Yeah,
man. That environment's going to be outstanding.
Yeah, I'm a bag of nerd boys, but I appreciate you.
Goodbye, Jimmy. We'll talk to you later.
See you, dude.
Thanks, Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com. Make sure you're reading him every day in Cleveland.com. And, of course, the Plain Dealer. Everyone's in Toronto. Why aren't we there? Everyone we talk to now
is live from Toronto.
We go back to back. We have Anthony Castrovince is there. Jimmy Watkins is there. I'll be there on TV. At least I'll be watching on TV, right? You too?
You'll be there from your couch.
That's true. In spirit, I'll be there. If you're watching last night, man, Baltimore's back. They're back. Did we think they were going to be gone? I mean, yes, it was the Dolphins last night, and their GM got whacked today, didn't
just
he?
Just got canned, yeah.
Yeah, so. Well,
mutual parting of the ways.
Okay. So Lamar Jackson back last night, 18 to 23, 204 yards, and only 4 touchdowns. Suddenly the Ravens are, what, 3-5 now? And they're 1-2 on the road. And the Ravens, who were sitting in the basement, what, 2 weeks ago when the Browns had 2 wins and they had 1, are back. And what a difference four days can make for the Ravens, especially when you go back and you take a look at the AFC North now, and if you thought they were dead, they're not dead. What'd you think of last night's game, Dan? And again, are they back? I think they're back.
I thought Lamar Jackson started a little like, I don't know how much I trust this hamstring. We're going to see what we can do. And started getting more and more comfortable, was finding tight ends all over the place. The offense seemed to click into place a little bit better. Funny when you drop one of the 5 best quarterbacks in football back into your offense, how all of a sudden it clicks into place. It's amazing how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it seemed like I take nothing away from the defense part of it because the Dolphins are just a mess. I mean, they're just a top-to-bottom mess right now. So the defensive side, the Ravens are going to be chasing their defense all season. I don't know if they're going to be able to piece that together or figure it out, or if they're going to find something at the deadline that can help them get a pass rush or another corner, because Jair Alexander, I think, is cooked, sadly, as much as, you know, he brought me a lot of joy in Green Bay. He's done. It's father time has caught up to him, and his body isn't letting him. So they got to find another corner. They need to find some pass rush as well. So I looked at your friends at FanDuel here for the AFC North.
Yeah.
They're the favorite.
Well, look at what Pittsburgh has coming up. They've already lost 2 in a row. They lost to Cincinnati, right? They lost to Green Bay last weekend by 10. Indianapolis, is coming up next.
Kurt Cignetti and the boys rolling in?
Yes. You know what? They wouldn't get
it. No, they'd get railroaded.
Yeah, they'd get railroaded. But still kind of.
You'd get toasted.
All right, but they are 7-1, the Colts. So Steelers have an unbelievably tough task coming up. Against them, and then coming up on the 9th, they'll play the Chargers. They're 5-3. I mean, that's a admirable foe, right?
And you know what you're going to get. Harbaugh's going to run the heck out of the ball, and you've got Justin Herbert there hitting Ladd McConkey in stride pretty nicely as well. I mean, and Joe Alt's back for them, so they got their left tackle on top of it.
Then that game on November 16th against Cincinnati is going to be interesting, right? So you'll have Steelers and who's going to be playing quarterback for the Bengals at that point?
Back for both teams. I mean, you got two quarterbacks that are 40. I mean, every week you walk
out. Is Joe going to be healthy enough to play? I mean, at what point is he coming back?
Is Aaron Rodgers going to be healthy enough to play?
Man, that's how Steelers have a tough. I mean, then they got the Bears, okay, but Buffalo, then Baltimore, then Miami, what? Detroit and us, and then Baltimore again. Baltimore, you know, obviously controls their destiny here, knowing that they play the Steelers twice. I don't know where Cincinnati's going to land, but they, you know, and the Steelers lost to Cincinnati. So the AFC North is kind of a mess right now. And that's what bothers me about last week. I mean, even if they would have just given the Patriots a game, I'd feel a little bit better about the rest of the season.
I didn't think they were winning last week.
I didn't think they were winning either, but they didn't even give him a game, right? I mean, your best defensive player has a lifetime, a game of a lifetime.
Oh, it's tough
against New England, and now we're talking about trading him. It's so aggravating. Everybody else loses last week. Ravens win. Sucks. It just sucks.
It's the same thing. There used to be this tweet that floated around for the Angels for a long time. And it was, you know, it started off with Mike Trout went 5 for 5 with 2 home runs and 3 doubles. And Shohei Ohtani did something in this game that hasn't been done since Tungsten Armo Doyle from the Akron Groomsmen in 1928.
And the
Angels lost 6-3. And it was always this tweet that floated around every single time because that's what we felt like we were in the middle of, where Mike Trout would do something amazing. Shohei Ohtani was unbelievable for the Anaheim Angels, and they lost 6-3. And I felt like that's what I was doing with Myles Garrett in that game. I felt like we were right in the middle of the Anaheim Angel Tungsten Armo Doyle tweet that we would all look at and laugh. And that was Myles Garrett in that game. It was Myles Garrett had 5 sacks and however amount of pressures were in between there. And the Cleveland Browns lost, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I don't remember that game. I just know they lost by a boatload because the final score doesn't matter because you are what your record says you are. That's what happened. It was a Tungsten Armo Doyle game, and I got a feeling we're going to run into a couple of those in this, where it's just going to turn into Myles Garrett had 4 sacks, and Denzel Ward was able to grab a pick as the Cleveland Browns lose to the Chicago Bears 42-13.
They blew an opportunity last week. It just, I mean, I know, were they going to win? I don't know if they were going to win, but, you know, and you guys sit here for 2 weeks, and you're like, okay, Jets are on the other side. All right. Derek is in No Row Nation, North Royalton. What's up, man?
All right, Derek.
Hey, what's up, Andy?
How are you?
Hey, guys. Good. Hey, just a quick hypothetical for you.
Sure.
Say Shador comes in 3 to 4 weeks. He's kind of forced upon Stefanski.
Okay.
What happens if he comes out and plays well? What's the trickle down?
Oh, my God.
They obviously wanted nothing to do with
win?
Him.
The greatest thing ever.
Oh, my
ever.
God, they win?
That'd be the great. You know, either Kevin would have to, you know, figure it out if he doesn't want him. I just think Kevin wants to win at the end of the day. And if
you mean
right now, I think he feels like he is a better option with Gabriel than Sanders. I think the front office is on board with that. But, man, I would love it. Nothing would make me happier that either Gabriel just automatically becomes this lightning rod of an amazing quarterback, which doesn't feel like we're going to go that way, or Sanders does it because you're sitting there with 2 first-round picks and you wouldn't have to draft a quarterback. Let's all pray.
Exactly.
Northeast Ohio, let's pray to the football gods that that happens. Thank you, Derek.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Hey, better things to do?
All right. I'm so sick and tired of this argument.
I don't think that was an argument. I think that was a legit point.
It makes my head hurt.
But what's the argument? The argument is that...
What happens if Shedeur Sanders comes in and wins? Everybody parties! We all go nuts! Everything's awesome! Like, that's what happens. There's no conspiracy. It doesn't exist. If he shows up and he looks really good, then Kevin Stefanski walks out to the media and goes, hey, we look good. The offense is clicking. Everything's going well. He's done what we've wanted him to in the meeting rooms. Andrew Berry goes, great. We might have a quarterback for the future. Everything goes well. We need to get a wide receiver in the draft. Look at a left tackle. There's no conspiracy. If he does well, then everybody parties. That's it. Done. There's not this whole thing of Kevin Stefanski in the back room going, oh my God, I can't believe Shedeur Sanders succeeded. We tried so hard to keep him down. We wanted nothing more than to bury him 6 feet under and for him to be terrible at playing in the CFL. There's no conspiracy. There's no second shooter on the knoll. Like, it's right there. If he comes in and he wins, fantastic. We party. We go nuts. The Browns have a quarterback. Great. If he doesn't, we go into the draft. Find the next one. Great.
Is Seth Rogen back there? Because you sound just like him.
I've just had it.
You look and sound like Seth Rogen right now. I just want you to know that.
I've had it.
You know, great job on the studio. I thought you had a fantastic year. I watched every episode.
I wish I could be as stoned as he is as I have these conversations. It'd help. These conversations break my brain. The goal of the organization is to win football games consistently. It doesn't matter who the hell is taking snaps if they are winning games consistently. The organization believes that. There is no second shooter on the knoll. They all want to win.
Tim May joins us in the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to him coming up here shortly. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan. Obviously, the biggest news of the day is what happens tonight. If you're heading out, be safe. Don't drink and drive. What more do I need to say? It's Halloween, man. It's a lot of fun. It's no pressure kind of day.
The second point, and it needs to be said, and I'll probably say it again at the tail end of the show as well. If you are going to drive around between like 5:30 and 9:30, 10 o'clock area, especially in neighborhoods, drive slowly. Keep an eye out. Because you're going to have kids running all over the place and having fun and all of that kind of stuff, and especially trick-or-treat. So if you're going home around that 5:30 area to about 9:30, make sure you take your time and keep your lights on and really, like, be careful.
Danger Dan has told you.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
That's always the number one thing with Halloween. That
I mean, let's face it, 99.9% of people out there get that, right? Like, I would hope that we shouldn't have to be saying stuff like that.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But it's good to have a reminder because we're all in those moments where we do 30 down a side street because we're trying to get home fast.
Yeah, but there's no reason. Tonight, you're just, exactly. I mean, you know what's going on. Everybody, people know. But you know the problem is? It's the stupid story that ends up as the lead on the news, right?
That's, it's a good reminder.
Don't be the stupid story. How's that sound?
It's perfect. It's a good reminder.
Don't be the stupid story. Did Kevin talk about Halloween candy?
So Kevin Stefanski had the Kevin Stefanski show last night, and props to Meredith Kane for sending this our way.
Mm-hmm.
Audio courtesy of the Kevin Stefanski show. I'll just let them do it.
All right. What was your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, I'll eat it all. I don't discriminate. Whatever it is.
Equal opportunity.
I like Kevin Stefanski as a person.
I want to say Andrew Siciliano asked him the same kind of thing.
It's a girl. Oh, you're
no.
That was a girl.
I think Andrew asked him something similar at the end of the pregame show last week. Was that really his answer?
You want one more time?
Yeah.
All right. What was your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, I'll eat it all. I don't discriminate. Whatever it is.
Equal opportunity.
He doesn't want to belittle any of the other candies out there.
Are we worried about the egos of the candies in our rooms? Is this what we're worried about? Well, you know, if we compliment M&M's, that might be a slight towards Snickers.
You know, we don't want to help Snickers get a bigger salary next year.
If I say anything about peanut butter M&M's, that might smash the Reese's Pieces.
Mm. I can't. He couldn't even give you candy on that. And he did what when you crush him, just listen to the beginning of it again. Here comes you think there's a basket sigh. Oh, man. Here's the Stefanski sigh.
All right. What was your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, Yeah.
Dude, just pick a candy.
No.
Just go, you know what, man? I'm a sucker for a Twix bar. I love a Kit Kat. Huge fan of the Mr. Good bar. Always enjoyed a crackle. Like, just pick something, even if it's something obscure.
You know,
big fan of 100 grand.
The Sour Patch Kids, it's my responsibility, right? It's on us. You go up, you're hoping for chocolate, and somebody hands you out Sour Patch Kids. And it's our job to make the Sour Patch Kids just a little bit more sour, right? Because that's what we're hoping for. And when I get those candies out on the grass, I mean, we like our rooms. We got the chocolate room. We got the fruit-flavored room. You know, and so we work hard in those rooms. So, I don't know. The flavored Tootsie Rolls, you know, I think every team would like to have a flavored Tootsie Roll on it. But, you know, right now we're going to work with the players that we have. I meant with the candy that we have, and they're going to excel.
Yeah. I just heard that yesterday. It was just like, oh, God. Dude, just pick something.
All right, let's go through the major debates of Halloween. And I saw this morning, and I never realized it until I saw Mackenzie jump in on this too. Candy corn, good or bad. And then I never realized why candy corn was called candy corn until today.
Really?
Yeah, do you know why?
Yeah.
Why? I don't.
It's because of how it's shaped. It's shaped like corn kernels.
Right.
Ooh. Right.
And if you stack it up,
right,
it actually looks like an ear of corn.
An ear of corn.
I never once.
Really?
I never thought about it. And two, I saw it and someone had stacked them up and I was like, wow, I never realized that.
I will give you the PG version of my thoughts on candy corn. If you want the R-rated version, Lewis Black does a stand-up sketch on it. Just copy and paste that and assume that's what I believe. All of the candy corn was made in 1955, and it's so terrible we're still working off the initial batch. Candy corn is awful.
So Mackenzie. Bad. It's so bad.
Horrendous. You guys are nuts. Candy corn is fine.
It tastes like wax.
What are you guys talking about? Sweet. You know what? Then I guarantee you don't like the pumpkins then.
Exactly the same.
Oh, pumpkins are even better. It's more of everything you like in candy corn.
Ugh. So, okay, what about the Reese pumpkins? Do you think the Reese pumpkins taste different than a cup?
I do as well. I do too. Why is that?
More peanut butter.
Is that why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more peanut butter.
So are you pro or con the pumpkin?
For sure, pro the pumpkin.
Oh, you're pro the pumpkin.
Right.
Ah. There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. They're all excellent.
Okay, Kevin.
There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. They're all excellent. The pumpkins are awesome. Kevin. The cups are awesome. The mini cups are awesome. I am a peanut butter junkie to the fact that I will take the spoon to the jar of peanut butter and call that a meal.
All right.
I love peanut butter.
All right. As an adult, you go trick-or-treating with kids. They offer you candy. Should you take it? Yes or no? Dan.
One piece.
One piece.
One piece. That's it. You take one piece if you take it from each house.
Kenzie?
Kids don't eat it. Yeah, you take it.
Oh, you take it?
Right.
You don't even think twice about it?
No.
What if they put the bowl out? Whole hand?
No,
one piece.
Just one piece.
Just one piece?
As an adult, you're saying, or as a kid?
As an adult.
Oh, as an adult, you don't take that.
When they put the bowl out, you say no.
Yeah, you want it to
you're
last.
You're out. You know you're going to eat your kid's candy at the end of the night. Let's be honest. Right?
They're going to hand you everything they don't like.
Is it okay to give out healthy snacks on Halloween?
Those end up in your gutters. You don't want to do that.
I'm kind of here for it, honestly.
You're here for the healthy snack?
Yeah, mix it in there. Give them a little lunch snack to put in the lunch box.
What are you saying, like bologna or salami? You're going to throw them a little piece of plastic bag in there or what?
I'm trying to think what... I mean, I remember getting just bags granola of bar? Pretzels. Granola bars would be good.
Oh, man, I got to tell you.
Yeah, somehow.
Granola bars, you know what's great? You'll be able to get scrambled eggs from the houses that are handing out the granola bars, right? You just go right up to the windows and you'll be like, oh, look at this. We got egg. We can go scramble that afterwards. Nobody wants a granola bar on Halloween. I'm sorry. There is no kid that wants a granola bar. Do you think, Dan? There's just no way.
Nobody wants a granola bar. Oh, no, not on the candy holiday.
I feel like with TikTok and all that nowadays, kids are a lot more healthy than we think. They're all trying to be that LA influencer that drinks green juice.
You are watching a small sliver of Americana because there are plenty of kids that are overweight. If you think kids are being healthy right now, God bless you because I'm missing it. I don't see it.
Do you guys have a favorite Halloween costume from when you were a kid?
Oh, I brought this up yesterday. Spider-Man. I had a Spider-Man suit, and it was one of the ones where you went to the store and they were on the hanger and it was like a plastic Spider-Man suit that came with a mask.
Oh, the mask and all
that? Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
My mom made me a Zorro costume as a kid and that one will always sit near and dear to my heart. Just walking around with the cape and the mask and the hat on and all that stuff. Yeah.
Did you?
Mackenzie? Are you
asking? Yes.
I was Elvis one year and that sticks out to me.
Why?
I was obsessed with Elvis at one point.
Oh, you were? Yeah. Okay.
I liked it because I was like, oh, I'll go up to the people and they give me candy and I'll be like, thank you very much. So it was a thing.
That's all that's right in the world. That's all that's right in the world.
I find it interesting, and I'm not going too deep in this, people that would dress their kids up for their own political agenda.
That's weird.
Good or bad?
Bad.
Horrible. Let your kids be your kids. Let your kids be kids.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like the other costume I had as a kid, and I had to force my parents, be Sub-Zero. I was Sub-Zero one year.
Your kid be your political statement tonight. Can we not do that? Please. Your kids aren't a billboard for you. Let your kid be a kid. They don't know better, especially the little ones. I mean, seriously. Everyone's looking at you like you're like, uncle, please. Like, we don't care about your political agenda.
Not tonight.
We don't. Not tonight. Man, get your kids some candy.
Go dress them as Barney and let them be adorable.
What's better, to go out and buy a costume or to make your own, Dan?
Depends on how old you are. As a kid, there's nothing better than the store-bought costume. Because that means, you know, you're actually close to looking like the actual character that you want to be.
Hmm.
When you get older, the whole goal is how quickly can I put this together and still get credit? Like when I was in high school, every year I was Eddie Vedder. Reason? All I had to do was wear a flannel shirt and a Jimi Hendrix, Pink Floyd, The Clash, any kind of t-shirt like that under it. And I'd walk from classroom to classroom and go, look, I'm Eddie Vedder. Which was basically what I wore every day anyway. And still wear.
Kenzie, what are you doing?
I think the homemade ones are the best, honestly. you can be a little bit more creative with it, put your own spin.
I saw one today as I was walking through Playhouse Square. There was a woman, a fantastic cut. First of all, I went to go get coffee this morning, and there was a guy that had like a fake axe put into his head and had fake blood all over his shirt. I thought it was really good. And then a woman walked in, and she was dressed as a construction pylon. And it was perfect.
That's really funny.
And I was like, wow, that was really great. I should have said, that's a great costume, but I was in a hurry and I wanted to get over here. So, but yeah, I thought that was good. Distraction or not a distraction at work, people that dress up for Halloween. Mackenzie.
I don't think it's a distraction as long as you're not doing anything crazy like Ken Garman.
What? Was Ken dressed this morning?
He was a clown.
So, well, did Ken get dressed then?
What? Yeah, Ken Garman dressed up as a clown.
Right over your head.
I'm following.
She got it. You didn't get it. What?
Oh, I know.
Distraction or not a distraction?
Good gravy. Well, outside of that one, which anybody who saw that one on YouTube and that stuff may want to watch something else before they fall asleep so that it doesn't haunt you.
What? Oh, was he a scary clown this morning?
He was just a standard clown, but, you know.
It was extra scary.
I know. My mom did that to me. And then, you know, as a kid, and I know this is totally old school, and I'm still kind of mad at my mom about it, but I let it go. She dressed me up as Raggedy Andy when I was a kid.
My parents were always
pretty
cool.
Mackenzie, you have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Is that the doll with the red hair?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. All right, that makes me feel better. All right, that was our trip down Halloween lane. Are you done with this? Did you have anything else to add to this, Dan?
Yes, every kid that's out there, if your parents are trying to get you to go out with that pumpkin bucket, you tell them no, and you go get your pillowcase.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good call.
Don't take the pumpkin bucket. Don't take a plastic bag. Do not take a paper bag. Go get your pillowcase. Pillowcase is strong. It holds the most amount of candy, and you can throw it over your shoulder and run with it without having to worry.
Great wisdom from Dan Menigan. Mackenzie, good job, too. 216-474-0092. We'll come back. We'll talk to Tim May about the Buckeyes getting set to take on Penn State tomorrow. 3:30 kick. We'll talk about it next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit/bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.